This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. Girls flag football is taking off in the Chicago area. The high school league started last year with 22 schools. Now it's grown to 50, with many new teams at Chicago Public Schools. WBEZ's Nareda Moreno caught up with some varsity athletes playing this season.
Okay, Marissa, quarterback. Sophie Rush, Ivy middle linebacker, Allie purple linebacker.
The sky is pitch black on a recent Tuesday morning at Lane Tech High School on Chicago's north side. It's 6 a.m. While most students sleep, the girls' flag football team meets for practice. It's their first year in the league, and they plan to dominate.
Coached a lot of teams, and there's just something special about being the first and kind of having something to prove. Like, this isn't a boys' sport. Like, girls can play too.
That's Coach Caroline Schwartz. She played in college and volunteered to form a team at Lane. The league is expanding this year with about 30 new teams in Chicago, Rockford, and the western suburbs.
Everyone's really supportive of each other, and it's really fun to be here. It is tough getting up that early, but I don't know, we're having a good time and we're winning so far, so it's very fun.
Senior Marissa Yuli is a captain and a quarterback this season. As she takes a break from leading a scrimmage, Marissa says she plans to become an engineer one day, but she also loves football and hopes to continue playing after high school.
I don't know, like a club team or something to play flag football, because that'd be really cool.
I'll help you.
Coach Caroline says there are opportunities for young women to play after graduation at the club and intramural levels, but that doesn't mean everyone knows girls can play football.
Pretty funny, our very first game, they wore their brand new, amazing looking Nike jerseys to school, and a couple girls said that people were coming up to them and asking if they had boyfriends on the football team.
But for the most part, people have been supportive. Over on the south side, the girls at Back of the Yards High School are training to defend their title.
Make sure you are reaching for the ball.
They were crowned city champions after beating Prosser in the finals last year.
We always have this saying about being confident but not too overconfident.
That's Brenda Macias, a captain on the team.
Yes, I was here last year for the inaugural season.
So you're part of the winning team.
Yes. That was very exciting. We all started like from scratch. We didn't know anything at all. We bonded well with the team and we got as far as city champs.
Some people have a hard time believing the petite senior really plays football.
They're like, you mean soccer? And I'm like, no, I mean like football, you know? Obviously not the tackling, but yeah, they're like still kind of shocked.
The girls practice after school in the muggy Chicago heat. On most days, they share a field with a boys' soccer team. Conditions are not ideal, but Coach Alicia Maxwell says they make it work.
It's at 10 degrees hotter on the turf, so it's like almost 100 degrees, and we're out here. So hopefully it starts to cool down soon.
One thing they don't have to worry about is equipment. Last year, CPS teamed up with the Bears, the National Football League, and Nike to provide free cleats, helmets, and uniforms for the girls. It was a big help.
I feel like if we didn't have that support from Nike and from the Bears, we probably wouldn't have had a team last year.
The girls work hard, but try to keep things light on the field. They crack jokes between drills on hand-eye coordination, and they cheer each other on in Spanish and English. Coach Maxwell is careful to protect that joy. She's already turned down several requests to scrimmage with other teams outside of official games. The last thing they need is to feel more pressure.
I don't want teams trying to get in their head. I'm going to get my girls the practice they need, and you know, maybe we'll play Lane Tech in October after the regular season.
As reigning champions, they know there's a target on their back, so they do their best to drown out the noise.
Because obviously, it's not all about flag football. It's about like life, how you treat other people, and how you like treat yourself.
They may not end up going pro, but the girls are determined to have fun. Nereida Moreno, WBEZ News.